Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 4th, 2021. Following in the footsteps of other suppliers, Gasag, the basic supplier in the region, will also increase gas prices. According to information from RBB, the company plans to raise prices for customers by an average of 16% on January 1st of 2022. For an average Berlin apartment with a consumption of 12,000 kilowatt hours, Gasag expects additional costs of around 156 euros per year in the base supply. For a single-family home with a consumption of 20,000 kilowatt hours, this results in an annual additional cost of 264 euros. Gasag is not alone in raising prices, however. According to the Federation of German Consumer Organizations, gas prices are higher than they've been for 10 years. And in a recent policy document, the association writes that 50 basic gas suppliers have already increased or announced higher prices. Gasag explained the increase with the fact that the purchase prices on the world market have quintupled since the spring. While the price for a megawatt hour was still around 25 euros in May, it climbed to 115 at the beginning of October. In the meantime, it has fallen again somewhat to 85. And in the next few days, Gasag will send out the relevant announcements with new prices to its customers. The Berlin public transport company BVG has changed the names of numerous bus and tram stops throughout the city. This is intended to make it easier for passengers to find their way around. For example, the Tresco Allee Volkspark Wohlheide station will get the shorter and simpler name Volkspark Wohlheide. For a complete list of all the stops whose names will be changed, please follow the link in our show notes. On Monday evening, the pilot of a police helicopter was visually impaired by the beam from a laser pointer in southeast Berlin. The pilot had stated that he had to change his flight position several times because of the strong interference. The three-man crew of the helicopter determined the point of origin to be a balcony of an apartment building in Treptow-Köpenick. Police officers on the ground were alerted and confronted a 41-year-old man who at first denied being responsible for the incident, but then admitted to using the device and handed it over to the police. He is now being investigated for dangerous interference with air traffic. Construction work on the Estrel Tower began yesterday with the laying of the foundation stone. And when completed, the building on Sonnenallee in Neukölln will be Berlin's tallest skyscraper at 176 meters. The tower's centerpiece will be a public atrium, and its 45 floors will include a hotel with 525 rooms, apartments, wellness and fitness studios for residents, 9,000 square meters of offices and space for co-working. The concept was revised in light of the corona pandemic. Owner and builder Ekkehard Strzelecki had backed away from the plan to turn almost the entire tower into a hotel because of the uncertain economic situation. The tower is being built according to plans by architects Barkov Leibinger. The facade has been specially adapted to the solar radiation on site so that the rooms in the tower heat up less during the summer, and in addition to green roofs, including photovoltaic systems, an innovative CO2-saving energy concept is also to be used. Regional wood and recycled materials are to be utilized for the interior fittings, and more than half of the parking spaces in its garage are to be used for bicycles. With the new building, Estrel claims it will become the southern gateway to the city center, especially for guests of BER Airport. Civil engineering work began back in the summer, and the high-rise is scheduled to open in 2024. After a meeting of the Senate on Tuesday, in view of the corona pandemic development, Mayor Mueller has announced that Berliners must be prepared for renewed corona measures. He explained that while the issue was discussed, no decisions have been made yet, adding, quote, "We have achieved a lot, but we are far from the point where we can sit back. On the contrary, we have a worrying situation at the moment," unquote. To get the infection figures back under control, the Senate is therefore considering a tightening of the infection protection ordinance in the coming week. However, private gatherings and schools are not expected to be affected. In contrast, being discussed is compliance with hygiene plans in gastronomy being more strictly controlled, as well as a renewed restriction on the upper limits for meetings of groups of people. In addition, mandatory testing could also be introduced for the vaccinated and recovered when they attend major events, what the Senate is referring to as 2G+. According to Mueller, vaccinations remain crucial in light of the current situation. However, he said the willingness to vaccinate has dropped significantly and the incidence rates are increasing. Among school children, he said, it is currently around 300. And he pointed out that the really tough months of December and January, when many indoor celebrations do take place, are yet to come. And how the federal and state governments will proceed in the pandemic is to be discussed soon at a conference of health ministers. Berlin Health Senator Kalaichi also expressed her concern about the development of the pandemic. She said the number of people being admitted to a hospital with COVID-19 is rising dramatically. And the Charité, the oldest hospital in Berlin and with more than 3,000 beds, one of the largest university hospitals in Europe, has scaled back its operations to an emergency-only program due to corona numbers. With 8,836 vaccine breakthroughs currently in Berlin, Kalaichi pointed out that the fourth wave is not just a wave of the unvaccinated. Of the vaccinated people who tested positive for infection, 86% also had symptoms, though mostly not severe ones. However, in Kalaichi's view, Berlin is doing well in terms of vaccinations. Per the RKI, the rate is currently 69.3%, which is about the national average. Berlin is also doing well with the vaccinations of the over 60 age group. There, the figure is 89% compared to 86.7% nationwide. And Berlin's booster rate of 4.4% is also high compared to the 2.5% nationally. Scientists and physicians are still warning against excessive carelessness in dealing with the pandemic, and the strong spread of the virus in our city was shown again on Tuesday, with 1,500 new registered cases within 24 hours, increasing the 7-day incidence from 140.2 to 156.3. The last time this many new cases were reported in one day in the Hauptstadt was on January 8th, before the start of the vaccination campaign. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.